Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to follow up on what Wisco Paul said, very, very important point. The other day, 4-3, the Republican Supreme Court in this state adopted the Republican plan for reapportionment, which is even worse and tighter than the plan 10 years ago under Scott Walker. That means until the year 2030, we will be gerrymandered for a mandatory Republican legislature no matter what we do. So for 20 years, from 2010 to 2030, we will have Republican legislatures. And these Republican legislatures don't have statesmen in them. They don't have, in the past, there were some good Republicans. Lee Dreyfus, governor of Wisconsin for one term, elected in 1982 and held office till 1986, was a good Republican, moderate. There were Republicans, who's Mel Laird, who was a Secretary of Defense in a Republican administration, and he was the congressman from northern Wisconsin, people like that. Those people don't exist anymore, and what you have are people with dead eyes and dead brains in the Republican caucus who simply follow the Trumpian lead, who follow their donors, their robots, their androids, and Stepford wives. That's all they are. They will govern the state for the rest of this decade. How did that happen? How did that happen? Well, Evers put out a redistricting plan. The legislature rejected it because it's an illegitimate Republican legislature. And they put in their own, which strangles the state for 10 more years. It went up to the Supreme Court. There are two Supreme Courts. One is Wisconsin's, has seven justices, four of them Republican, three Democratic. There's the U.S. Supreme Court, has nine justices, sits in Washington, D.C. Six are Republicans and three are Democrats. And the U.S. Supreme Court is the big kahuna, the 800-pound gorilla. They're the ones who can review virtually anything they want. There are limitations on their jurisdiction, but they frequently ignore them. And everybody goes, well, we have three branches of government. We have executive, judicial, and legislative. So whatever they say is fine. And there's an adage that the Supreme Court follows the election returns very closely, because if they wandered too far away, they'd lose legitimacy, and they're close to losing it right now. Anyway, the Wisconsin Supreme Court, 4-3, in a great surprise, Brian Hagedorn, whom I have a lot of regard for on what he's done on some of these election cases, sided with the Democrats, and they put in Evers' plan. Initially, they put in Evers' plan. The truth is that Evers' plan wasn't great either. Evers had a chance to put in a far better plan that would have made it 50-50 and wouldn't have been so race-oriented. But for whatever reason, he put in what he put in, and Hagedorn went along with it. The Republican Party appealed that to the U.S. Supreme Court. One of the things it did was create a seventh African-American assembly seat in Milwaukee. Okay? The Supreme Court has done everything in its power to reverse the Voting Rights Act. They're doing it piece by piece, chipping away at it, even though it was a congressional act, because they are Republicans. The six-member majority Republican in the U.S. Supreme Court are Republicans first and judges second. They rule to benefit their party. They are destroying the legitimacy of the U.S. Supreme Court. They overturned what the Wisconsin Supreme Court had done 4-3, which was Hagedorn hanging with the Democrats, and said, no, we don't think you should have created a seventh black seat in Milwaukee. Well, who the hell are they? Have they ever been to Milwaukee? Any of them? Didn't know anything about Milwaukee? I do. I live here. I live here. Our state Supreme Court, 4-3, said it was okay. Who does the U.S. Supreme Court think they are that they can just go, okay, the hell with you, Wisconsin Supreme Court, even though you had a bipartisan decision, a Republican and three Democrats, we are going to impose something federally that we think benefits the Republican Party. That's what happened. It goes back. Hagedorn has that message. And then he sides with the three Republicans, and they put in Voss's plan, which is a corrupt plan, which no matter what happens, the Republicans are going to get a majority of the legislature for 10 years, no matter what happens. Now, you can fault Hagedorn, but he's gone out on a limb quite a bit. And he went out on a limb when three of the Republicans on the Wisconsin Supreme Court voted to overturn the election and give it to Trump instead of Biden. Three of them. That's a decision that will live in infamy. When they run free election, they shouldn't even bother running free election. They should be rejected out of hand. And Hagedorn did the right thing there and made it 4-3 the other way so that they upheld the Wisconsin presidential election. So he did the right thing initially here. Supreme Court shot him down. So, okay, he goes the other way. He goes the other way. The three Democrats hung tough. You could have written the decision in a way to uphold Evers' districts and yet call it something other than race. They didn't decide to do that. The U.S. Supreme Court is an arm of the Republican Party. The U.S. Supreme Court is fast losing its legitimacy. Are there any silver linings in this? There are none at all. None at all in the state Senate or state assembly. It's going to have almost a supermajority in the Senate and close to that in the state assembly for the Republicans. The one silver lining, and it's very, very slender, is in the first congressional district and the third congressional district, Ron Kind's district and Stiles district. Some people have said that they are now somewhat competitive. My own view is that certainly Kind's district has gone Democratic in the past, and Western Wisconsin is not lockstep in line with Trump. So I think we have some very good candidates over there, and that's one that could stay Democratic. In the first congressional district, remember, Les Aspin held that from 1970 till he became Secretary of Defense under Clinton in 1993. He held it for 23 years. It's potentially a Democratic seat. The problem is the Republicans then loaded it up with sections of Waukesha County, some of the conservative southern Milwaukee County suburbs, Hales Corners, Franklin, Greenfield, Greendale. And it will be tough. It depends on how good a candidate we come up with, and I'm hoping we do. But to respond to Wisco Paul, you're absolutely right. That is what happened. And so for 20 years, from 2010 to 2030, we are going to have corrupt, gerrymandered, Republican zombie, black ops, Android, Stepford wife, government in the legislature. Going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. Do not hang up. If you call in, I'll get to you right away.